Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotions sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of November, 2023. My name is Reverend Marie Roach Hepburn, and I am the rector of St. Jude Parish in Grand Bahama. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain the heavenly promises through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This morning I take my text from the psalm appointed for the Holy Eucharist for today, Psalm 112. Psalm 112 verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord. Happy are those who fear the Lord, who greatly delight in his commandments." One of my favorite hymns is "Through All the Changing Scenes in Life." And how the words of verse 4, "Fear him, ye saints, and you will then have nothing else to fear. Make you his service your delight, and your wants shall be his care," have been guiding words for me through many, many toils and tribulations in my life. If we fear God, we need fear nothing else. The fear of the Lord is a topic mentioned frequently in Scripture. The word "fear," as used in the Old Testament, is a religious expression conveying either devotional piety or the dread of punishment. The word indicates a genuine fear and respect for the Lord, but it is a fear that results in spiritual, moral, and ethical health and wealth before God. It is not the slavish fear of a criminal before a judge, but the loving and reverential fear of a child for his or her parents. If we want to understand God's works and God's word, we must maintain this reverential fear of the Lord. For this attitude is the basis of receiving spiritual wisdom and understanding. Solomon came to this same conclusion. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, in the New King James Version, he says, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Solomon is talking about a special nuance of reverential awe or worshipful respect. The reverence and fear of God is the starting place of for wisdom. Fearing God leads to obeying the Lord, and obedience is important to spiritual understanding. Scripture is filled with the promises of those who fear the Lord. First of all, to fear the Lord or to fear God is to know him, and to know him is to fear him. Such healthy fear enables one to praise God. Psalm 22 verse 23 says, "You who fear the Lord and praise him, all you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel." In Revelation 14:7 we read, "He said in a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." Secondly, the fear of the Lord enables us to enjoy benefits and blessings at his hands. In Psalm 34, verse 9, we read, "O fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear him have no want." In Psalms 103, verses 11, 17, and 18, we read, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments." Thirdly, the fear of the Lord enables us to rest in peace and security. In Psalm 112, verses 7 through 8, we read that those who fear the Lord, they are not afraid of evil tidings. Their hearts are firm, secure in the Lord. Their hearts are steady. They will not be afraid. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. Fourthly, the fear of the Lord enables us to experience length of days. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27, and chapter 19, verse 23, "The fear of the Lord prolongs life. The fear of the Lord is life indeed, filled with one rest, secure, and suffers no harm." And finally, the fear of the Lord gives us the encouragement we need to do his work. My brothers and sisters in Christ, fear the Lord, and you will then have nothing else to fear. Make you his service your delight, and your wants will be his care. Fear God, praise him, worship him, be obedient to him, and he will take care of you in every way, all of the day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the rest of the past night, for the gift of a new day, with opportunities of pleasing you. Grant that we may so pass its hours in the perfect freedom of your service, that at evening we may again give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening to this morning's devotions. I pray that you were encouraged. We ask that you please share the devotion with family, friends, colleagues, and those who are in need of a word from the Lord. Please tune in each day, and may God richly bless you. Amen.